The slender badger maid did not have to raise her voice. There was a calmness about her as she spoke.
The one good thing to come out of this is that the Abbey need not fear attack. The enemies of Redwall are surrounding us at the moment. They cannot turn their backs on our force, small as it is. However, we are cut off up here and outnumbered by brown rats and the sea vermin. So I think our main concern for the moment is, how do we defend our position?
By Sir Lyxa's tone, she was obviously looking for suggestions. Rangvald peered over the sandstone rim.
Sure, it was a charge that got these shrews up here. Couldn't we make a grand old stampede back down again?
There were murmurs of agreement from the Gowsim, who were always headstrong and ready for a fight. Mordi shook her head.
Bad idea, old chap. Not good form.
The rogue squirrel deferred to the hermaid.
Well, it's the best I can do for ye, me darling. Though, being a member of the Long Patrol from Salamandastron, I suppose you'll know a thing or two about warfare. So, Mordi Miguel, what's your plan?
Smiling ruefully, the hermaid scratched one ear.
Actually, I haven't got a single blooming idea. But let's see if I can't think this thing out. The way Major Mullane would. Right, how are we in the jolly old weapons department? Osbal?
The Gowsim chieftain gave his estimates.
Slings and stones are plenty, and every beast's carrying a blade. There's a few spears we picked up from the vermin, and a few spare pikes and axes. Oh, and we've got almost a score of bows, but not so many arrows. Apart from Gorath's great pitchfork, that's about it.
Mordi began pacing slowly back and forth.
More important right now, what's the position on food and drink?
Sir Lyxa interrupted.
Food and drink? Why is that more important than weapons?
Mordi was back into thinking like a long patrol hare now. She gave Sir Lyxa a quick salute.
Stand corrected, miss. I should have said food and drink is as important as weapons. Allow me to explain myself. Never underestimate the foe beast, you see. Vermin are crafty blighters, what? They're down below where they can jolly well forage for victuals in the woodlands. And, of course, there's always water, streams and such down there. Meanwhile, here's poor old us, stuck on flipping top of a stretch of bare rock. Osbal, old scout, have you sorted out how much fodder we've got, eh?
Osbal beckoned to one of the Gowsim cooks, who answered glumly.
Nothing much. A few apples, 2 wheat loaves, a hunk of hard cheese and 3 canteens, 2 of water and 1 of shrew beer. That's all. I didn't think we was going to be away from the Abbey for too long.
Mordi carried on with a summary to Sir Lyxa.
So, there you have it, miss. Virtually no rations at all. If those vermin cads down there happen to make an educated guess, we're dead beasts. They can lay siege to this plateau, which means do nothing really, just lay about, eating and drinking. They'll fire off the odd stone or arrow to keep our heads low. But in the end, they'll starve us down. Either that, or wait till we're too weak to fight back. Then we'll be overrun and slaughtered by the bounders. Pretty grim, what?
Rangvald rubbed his stomach.
Grim, you say? It sounds awful. Sure, I'm starting to feel hungry right now, and I could do with an owl drop to wet me lips. It is going to get hot up here.
Sir Lyxa tweaked the rogue squirrel's ear lightly.
Well, that sort of talk isn't doing any beast a bit of good. The more we forget food, the less hungry we're likely to be.
Rangvald was forced to agree.
The very thought that just leaped into me own foolish old mind, miss. But what in the name of seasons do we do? Just sit up here and wait to get starved or slayed to death? I'm not the one to be doing that in a hurry.
Mordi knew she was clutching at straws, but a faint idea had formed in her mind.
I say, chaps, suppose we take the battle to the vermin from up here. What I mean is, we keep our heads well down whilst keeping a strong eye peeled on the villains and pick him off one by flipping one. What?
Osbal unwound the sling from about his waist.
Let's do that. It's better than sitting up here twiddling our paws. Gowsim, split up into 4 groups. Rigril, take yours to the rear. Teagle and Frenna, you take your crews either side, to the north and south. I'll stay here at the front with my lot. How will that do for you, Mordi?
Lying down flat, the hermaid peered over the rim to the woodlands below.
Aye, mate. Let's see how much damage we can cause. You sling stones and bows, but go easy with the arrows. We're a bit short of shafts.
Lying alongside Mordi, Osbal shielded his eyes, peering intently at the scene below.
What's going on down there, between those 2 black poplars? Looks like some sort of meeting. Can't see him properly. You take a peek.
Mordi watched carefully, though her view, like Osbald's, was obscured by the dense poplar foliage.
Looks like brown rats and some of the other vermin to me. Let's wait and see if they show their scruffy faces a bit clearer, what?